Columbus has used it.
Handling rifles and shotguns is a normal part of life for Sean Duell and his sons.
We primarily own guns for hunting and bringing in food for our family. We also love to target shoot.
The Duels live in the desert outskirts of Tucson, but crime is still a concern. Sean Duell keeps a semi-automatic handgun in a safe box in his bedroom.
Primarily, it's for personal protection, and I hope to never have to fire this pistol, but I'd rather have it than not have it.
The shooting in Tucson has focused attention on Arizona's permissive gun laws. Critics say they've made it easy for the alleged gunman, Jared Loughner, to buy a gun. Jonathan Lowy is with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence in Washington. He blames a recent change in Arizona gun laws.
They now allow virtually anyone to carry a concealed handgun without any permit.
Lowy also says federal law should prohibit the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, such as the one used by the gunman in Tucson. It held over 30 rounds.
If he had been prevented from getting that high-capacity magazine, which has no place on our streets, the casualties would probably have been far less.
But the National Rifle Association, an influential gun advocacy group, has successfully lobbied in Washington to prevent such restrictions. Even Representative Giffords owns a Glock pistol like the one used to shoot her. Charles Heller, a radio show host and secretary of the pro-gun Arizona Citizens Defense League, says politicians in this state generally do support gun rights.
There have been some classically unsupportive people of the right to keep and bear arms in Arizona, but generally any normally aspirated politician in Arizona understands that if he doesn't support the right to keep and bear arms, he doesn't have a very good chance of being elected.
Heller says Arizonans have a long tradition of gun use and do not fear the sight of a gun being carried in public.
Since the days before Arizona became a state, since territorial days, and even beyond before that, firearms have been normal, ordinary, and it's not at all unusual to see someone walk down the street with a sidearm on.
But not everyone here agrees with that view.
It's too easy to get guns here, and I personally think that there's no reason for a citizen to own a semi-automatic pistol.
Yeah, you need to have protection. But guns only to the right people. But it's so hard to distinguish which ones are right and wrong.
Jonathan Lowy of the Brady Center says responsible gun owners would not be affected by laws aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of criminals and the deranged.
So the debate is not about pro-gun or anti-gun. It's about whether guns should be in the hands of dangerous people or not.
But gun owners like Sean Duell think the rare incidents in which someone misuses a gun should not lead to restrictions on their rights.
I think the vast majority of gun owners are extremely competent, extremely safe, handle their firearms wisely, and I personally don't have any concerns.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Tucson, Arizona.